Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, Blog Talk Radio listeners. A little deja brew goes a long way. Woohoo! We're live this morning. You are listening to Patricia Villalpando, who is the host of Deja Brew and the Lyra Atlantis Connection. And Lyra and Atlantis is with us today. Yay! And we're going to have 15 minutes of pure fun. I am already connected into our channel, and let's hear what our channel has to say today. Greetings, Star Flames. We took a break last week. It was unfortunate. There was a glitch. Things happen. Frequencies amiss. And that's okay because, you know, when frequencies disconnect, it's there to reconnect in a higher light. This week, we have a pleasant week ahead, starting with Halloween tonight. Our frequencies for this evening is very erratic. As you know, the spirits are abounding on Earth plane. In the higher planes, in the galactic areas, it's a frenzy. And the reason it's a frenzy is because the energies on Earth are floating up into the atmosphere, floating out into space, floating out into the galactic heavens. Thus, all the energies are rising up, creating a massive amount of waves because the souls are here on Earth causing an erratic disruption of pure joy and also with pure sadness because this is a time grieving. We are walking in Earth into a time of death. This is the season of death and also the season of rebirth. So if you think about it, the season of death brings forth grieving, sadness, hardship, despair. But at the same time, it brings forth light, love, and hope. If there's any callers out there that like to come on, we will certainly take a caller or two today. That would be our pleasure. And with that said, we want to also make mention on the 11-11 is a Stargate activation. We will be on full channel on that day. There will be no Deja Brew. We will be with our host and channel to support you on your 11-11 journey. And with that said, we want to wish you a blessed season. We're coming into a time that's not a time and a place that's not a place. And as you know, when you're into these days, these are like a day at a time. The energy is different. It's not the same as it was yesterday, and it's not the same as tomorrow. And Earth is also in an influx of what they refer to as an eclipse season. So therefore, you have more energetics abounding and coming forth and infiltrating your personal space, your lives, as well as your homes, your communities, your work areas, all over the planet. True that it is a season of death in the North American. It's also a season of rebirth in the South American. And in places like Australia and New Zealand, they have their season of light. They are walking into their summer. They, too, feel the gates part open. They, too, feel these energies. They are leaving their grieving and their sadness behind, and they are walking into their energetic light, which asks the question, which one's before and which one's after? The light follow the dark, or does the dark follow the light? How does Earth receive these transmitted energies and all these various zones of time? How are you receiving the energies in your location? What is your rationale for this season in your temperate zone? How will you carry forth in the next 3 months with these energies? What life will you bear new? What sadness are you releasing? Where are you going? And in the here and now, where do you belong? What do you need to get you there? What support do you need at this time? We are here for you, the human race. We love connecting with you. We love making you think. That's the grandest thing of all. The human race has the capability to think with their own minds. Their brains are transmitters and receivers, transmitting energy, transmitting thoughts, receiving downloads, receiving more thoughts, receiving emotions, filtering everything. Where does it all go? Where does it all belong? What's it all doing? What am I to do with this, you ask? You have 3 months to sit down and sort all this out. 3 months, you say, is not a long time, but yet three times in Earth time can go relatively fast, or it can go relatively slow. It just depends on how you look at it and how you frame it in your mind and how you bring it forth in your day. Many of you are preparing for your season. Many of you went on a buying spree already to go purchase what you needed for the season. Our host sure did. We sent her on it to prepare her for what she needs to do for the next 3 months. So she can be your host and channel us through to you. And that's what it's all about. Bringing life on Earth. Bringing love, bringing light on Earth, transmuting energies that are no longer valid, releasing the past, while being hopeful and taking great strides and steps for your future. Remember, this week, stay heart-centered. Stay grounded, especially in the eve, those of you who are celebrating this Halloween season. Our hosts refer to it as Spooky Month. We don't get that, but that's okay. Maybe one day our host will explain it a little more. But just remember, stay in your center. Stay in your truth. Stay in your soul. When you do that, everything will be okay. Perhaps not this minute, or the next moment, or the next moment after that. Yet it will be, and it is okay. And you are okay now. You may not think you are, but you are. You are changing your future. You are changing your destiny. You are changing your fate. You are doing exactly what you need to do in the here and now. And you do that by being you. Take a deep breath. Absorb the channel through. We embedded light codes in through this channel. You may say, I accept, or I reject. It's up to you. If you accept, you will be given the gift of the support that you need. If you reject, go on your way. Don't worry about a thing. You continue the way you have been continuing for the next 3 months. There will be no change. you accept there will be change. We don't know what kind of a change each of you are going through. But as a general rationale, there will be a change. There will be a transformation. That is guaranteed. And if you listen to what we said and follow what we said, everything is and will be okay. Rebirthing is never easy. Do you think it's easy for a seed to split apart, for a root to take effect, and a sprout to push through that earth? That's a labor of love. That's a labor of love for a plant, a seedling, to break through its shell and root into the ground and then shoot up through the earth, making its way through to reach the sunlight, to break that earth, breaking through its core, breaking through to the light, bringing nourishment into its leaves, bringing nourishment into its core, bringing nourishment into its roots, bringing nourishment into its soul. We use that as an analogy so you understand. We want you to understand. We want you to live your life in love. We want you to be okay. We want you to transform to the next highest version of yourself. We want you to be you in all your defining, beautiful, and loving glory. We want you to be you. We want Earth to be Earth. We want Earth to absorb these codes and this love and to transmute everything that we have given her into that seedling, to prepare that seedling for its rebirth. For the time of darkness is now in the northern hemisphere. The time of light is now in the southern hemisphere. Whether it's dark or light, it matters not. The analogy stays the same. It stays the same all over the world, regardless of the time or zone that you're in. We thank you, Star Flames, for receiving our message today, and we hope you have a wonderful night. Take a few moments to protect yourself and give yourself some love. And for those of you celebrating this Halloween, enjoy. And those of you who are celebrating the beginning of light, the festivities of light, enjoy. Love yourself. Love yourself. Love yourself more. All right. Blog Talk Radio. Listeners, you heard what Channel had to say. Blessed Samhain and Happy Halloween. Blessed Beltane in the southern region. And happy light. Good day.